Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Emma Mailman.
Welcome back, Emma. You were out last week, missed a podcast.
Oh, I feel like a newbie again.
I know. It's starting all over again. So welcome back. Glad to have you here with us today. Today, Emma and I are here with two guests. And we're here to talk about a huge event. We keep saying huge event, big event. We're saying huge and big event because we're super excited about being able to be in person and see we want to see every manufacturer across the state of Massachusetts there. For September 28th, it is the Manufacturing Mashup. It is being put on by the Center for Advanced Manufacturing out of the Massachusetts Advanced Manufacturing Collaborative. So it's September 28th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., right, whole day. They can go and get registered at massmep.org. You can get registered to attend, and you can also get registered to attend at mamanufacturing.com. So go ahead and get registered because you don't want to miss this. But our two guests we have with us today, they're here to talk to us because they're a part of the event itself. In the next couple of episodes of our podcast, we're doing three episodes and we're focusing on the mashup. And in each of those episodes, we are picking specific pieces that are large parts of the presentations for those days. And so today we're starting with our two guests. We have with us Joyce Sidopoulos from Mass Robotics. This is Joyce's first time with us. So welcome, Joyce.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And also with us, I think I can get this. It's Tyler. Is it Bouchard, Tyler?
That's correct. Yes.
How's it going, Haley? Right. Yeah. And Tyler, you are with us. You are with Flexbotics, correct?
Yep. That's correct.
All right. Awesome. So thank you guys both for joining us. Before we get started, we always ask our guests, they're both like, oh gosh, what is she going to ask us? We always ask our guests a question. It's a little bit of an icebreaker to ease up the tension that's in the room right now about where we're going with this podcast. But because it's back to school, today we're out, lots of school buses out, you know, getting the kids back to school. I'm going to ask you each, I'll start, Joyce, you can answer first, but what would have been, let's say your favorite, either your favorite subject or your favorite part of your day? Let's go back to like elementary, like middle school.
Always science class. I love science. I love building things. I love all of the science teachers I've ever had were so inspirational. So to me, I always loved whatever we were doing in science.
Yeah,
I definitely love it. The best part of the day.
That's awesome. Oh, I
love it. And recess, of course.
Who did it, right?
Yeah, top priority here.
Science and recess. I love it. All right, Tyler, how about for you?
Yeah, I would say science was definitely a fun subject, but I think my favorite thing was doing the application tables where you had to do them as quickly as possible and trying to do them, you know, as fast and be the first one done. So I think that was, you know, that competition with math was always was a fun thing to do elementary school.
Yeah. So you obviously have a competitive spirit then, is what I'm hearing.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah. I would say so.
I love it. And I think too, it shows, you know, when you're younger and, you know, there's no limitations on what you can think and how you can imagine and just, you almost lean more, I think, towards and you enjoy those things that you're passionate about. You don't know that maybe in that moment because you're so young and there's so much more to learn yet. But I think when there's no limitations, no inhibitions, it's kind of like, I can just I love this and I'm starting to see. And obviously from the two of you saying that, it definitely has led to you both being, you know, in the areas where you are today and what you do. So let's kind of dig in a little bit about mass robotics and flexbotics. I'm going to start with you, Joyce. And can you give us a little bit more about mass robotics? Kind of tell the audience who you are, what you do, and what your role is in regards to how you would be an impact in manufacturing.
Right. So I'll start with mass robotics because a lot of people don't know what it is. We are an independent nonprofit organization serving as an innovation hub for robotics. So that includes connected devices, AI, and our mission is to grow the robotics ecosystem as a whole. So to support worldwide adoption, you know, as well as helping the startup community. And we do that in three main ways. And we say we have three pillars. So here in Massachusetts, there are about 350 or more robotics companies that we support, as well as companies worldwide. So what we do is we bring together, we connect, we educate through programming and events, organizations that are helping advocate for adoption of robotics. The second thing we do is we actually have an innovation center in Boston in the Seaport. We have 40,000 square feet of co-working flexible space that kind of helps facilitate and grow robotic startups. So we provide them the resources they need to develop prototype tests. We have a machine shop. We give them software tools. We host all types of events with funding, talent, customers, and we introduce them to manufacturers. And the third is we work to develop a diverse, talented pipeline. So through STEM programs and other educational programs, you know, we work with companies to gauge what they need in a workforce, and then we put that into our programs and sort of develop the future workforce. So those are kind of the three ways that we support the robotics ecosystem as a whole.
Wow, that's impressive. So I'm going to assume then, Tyler, you guys at Flexbotics, you probably had a part in one of these three pieces that Joyce just spoke about.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We just actually joined the mass robotics community about a month ago. So we met with Joyce and it was exactly what she was talking about with, you know, seeing all the resources, seeing the like-minded individuals, you know, just that environment too, being in like an incubator like that, where you're, you know, kind of feeding off of the different, you know, other startups energy within there is something that really kind of stood out for us. So it was kind of, you know, a no-brainer for us to, you know, join that community and then scale as we, you know, bring in more individuals to kind of scale that office space with them. So yeah, we're really excited about that.
Yeah. So can you give us a little bit of an idea about where your, I guess, your direction of Flexbotics, you know, what are you guys doing?
Definitely, definitely. So Flexbotics, we're a local startup in Boston. So I'm one of the co-founders and then I'm co-founded with my technical partner, Tyler Modelski. So, you know, we started the company in 2018 and, you know, we're essentially a robotic process improvement company. So what that means is we're looking to optimize and make robotics as efficient as possible. So looking at, you know, how somebody uses a robot and saying, you know, what can we do to make that robot run more efficiently? So I'll give a little bit of background to, you know, kind of on, you know, the robotic landscape and what part of robotics we're focusing on. So collaborative robots or cobots, you know, kind of open the door to more intermittent type of manufacturing and automation. So if you think about like, you know, originally like in the 80s and 90s, kind of where automation was, it was focused more on, you know, some of these, you know, high volume, low mix jobs. So that means like, you know, you have thousands or hundreds of thousands of parts that are running down a line. You know, automotive really took advantage of this and used that, you know, so, but for now, cobots are focusing on more, you know, this high mix, low volume type of automation in manufacturing. So it has allowed, you know, more manufacturers to automate more types of tasks within their facility. So it's kind of spreading automation within the manufacturing facility. So with these types of manufacturing processes, it's requiring much more, you know, changeover for, you know, these manufacturers. So robot changeover and cobot changeover can be a complex thing and it can be a time consuming thing. So some manufacturers, you know, kind of avoid it entirely. So we'll be on a manufacturing floor and we'll look at a cobot and we'll be like, hey, why is that cobot idle or not moving? And they'll go, oh, we're waiting for new parts to come through, or we're not running that line today. And so that, you know, that question kind of goes, well, you know, if you're doing that, then your robot's not getting as the best, you know, payback period for itself. And so if it's not getting the best payback period, you know, you're not, you know, essentially automating or investing in that new automation that you want to. So we kind of look at that as the, you know, automation investment flywheel gets a little bit jammed up when you have these longer payback periods. So that's kind of some of the issues that we saw. And so what we're looking to do to be able to solve that is we're developing what's called the FlexConnect platform. So FlexConnect platform is essentially, it's a hardware and software. You know, best way we describe it is a robotic work cell assistant. And so we're you know, essentially solving this job changeover problem with three key aspects. We're looking to aggregate the work cell data. So you have everything that's within the work cell, bring it into one central location and being able to, you know, kind of, you know, visualize that data and make better automation decisions. We're looking to simplify the robotic, you know, workflow and configuration process. So we talked about that's a complex thing to be able to do job changeover for robots. So we want to be able to reduce that technical barrier so that any type of operator can be able to do this changeover process, and you don't tie up engineers with, you know, essentially doing this changeover process and actually focusing on new automation investment projects. And then the last thing is providing deployment and redeployment tools to help make these processes easier. So that's, you know, something as simple as interfacing a robot to, you know, a CNC machine, or, you know, helping a robot be able to roll around the floor from going from one station to another to help with that. So that's essentially kind of what we're doing, what we're working on, and looking to solve that problem so people can get the most aggressive robot ROI that they can.
Yeah, it's awesome because obviously NASA MEP and who we are, what we do, one of our primary focuses is on lean. And so you saying that, it really is, I don't think I ever could, I honestly never thought we could associate lean with when it came to robotics, but it actually does need to be done in every aspect of being, you know, if you're on the manufacturing floor, if you're doing production, there always is a side of lean that will find its way into your process. So it's cool to hear that. I've never heard that before in what you're doing. So I like that. We can find a way to work into that too. I love that. That's really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. I love it. So, okay. So we know a little bit about each of you and what you do. And so obviously we want to talk about the mashup. And I think, you know, we'll have a question for you too, that I'll ask you a little bit further down in regards to going in person, but why don't you tell us a little bit about what your role is and what you're going to be doing at the mashup for, you know, for everybody to see that day. So go ahead, Joyce, you can kind of kick it off and let us know.
Yep. So, so the Mass Robotics role for the mashup is to organize a session around how robotics and AI could help manufacturers. And so Tyler just explained what his company does. What we're doing is we've brought one of our, what we call our signature series events to the mashup. Typically identifies an industry that could benefit from robotics and AI. And so we bring in technical experts in that industry, let's say. So, you know, we've hosted these for construction, for defense, for warehousing and logistics, as well as manufacturing. And most recently, we've done food tech. So this was a great way to bring our robotics and manufacturing to a wider audience. And it's perfect to host at the mashup. So we'll be introducing Peter Russo, who has been studying what the challenges are in manufacturing. And he's put those into particular buckets of, you know, one is, how do you employ a robot? You know, if you don't have an expert in your manufacturer, you know, that can be difficult. So what we've done is we put the challenges into buckets, and then we've identified startups that have solutions in robotics and AI for those challenges. And so what we're hoping is that the manufacturers who are listening will say, oh my gosh, that's one of my challenges. That company is providing a solution. I'd like to pilot that. And yeah. So really the goal for us is to match up these robotics and AI companies with a manufacturer that could run a pilot program. And again, our mission is to, you know, help with early adoption of robotics and show these manufacturers and the world how easy it is to adopt. And so that's one of the missions of our session. So we'll be bringing, Tyler and his company, as well as another, I think, 8 other startups that are helping solve challenges for manufacturers.
So I think for me, since I'm kind of a newbie with all of this is my first run at seeing a mashup and having all the manufacturers in one, select area. I would say that my question for you guys, for both of you, is kind of, how did the idea of the pitches come to be? What was kind of the foundation for how you guys solidified those? Either of you can answer first.
I think, again, as part of our signature series, we started this a couple of years ago, and it was the best way to get a lot of technology companies in front of the audience that could use them. And so we thought, okay, if we just let each startup pitch for, 4 to 5 minutes, showcasing a solution, we could impact many more people and get many more connections made. So rather than having like a bunch of sessions where everyone's talking for a half hour, to really do a short pitch and just hit the main points of the technology that leave the viewers wanting more, then they'll make the connections. So that's kind of why we went with the kind of the short pitch session.
Yeah, I love that. we've been, we work with Tribal Vision here and there. And one of the biggest things that Chris says is show, don't tell. And I think it's a lot easier to gauge the audience when you physically show them what you're representing and the possibilities of what's, to come from it, rather than just constantly explaining it over and over. So I love that.
Yeah. And one of the things we told all of the companies pitching is show an example, show a use case, so people feel like they're seeing the solution and they're not just seeing, all the math on the charts, right?
Right. Easier to gauge the audience when there's an example versus the math behind everything, right?
Exactly.
Tyler, what about you? I know this is your first one, correct? Since you guys are new?
Yes, it is. It's the first time doing this. For us, it was working with Joyce and understanding, okay, the buckets that she was defining, where do we fit in that bucket? And so how can we, kind of showcase what we're doing within that realm, and looking at kind of the programming and reprogramming aspects of robotics is something that kind of we fit in and optimize. So for us, it's like you were saying, showing a kind of tactile in-person type of demonstration of the product does significantly more than if you just sit there and talk about it whatever presentation or something like that. So I think that's really helpful for getting feedback from manufacturers and then resonating with them, showing them like how could this actually fit within your process. And like Joyce was saying, is we're hoping that we do a presentation wide audience, and that if there is people that are interested, or manufacturers that are interested in learning more, we can have those further discussions with them.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. I think that this offers a really good opportunity for you guys, not just to connect face to face, but also to show what you guys as companies stand for and do, because I think often there's a lot of confusion. I can say this just because, I'm brand new to manufacturing. So I think that there's a certain stigma around what manufacturing is. And I love the mashup and the reasoning behind it, because it gives a firsthand look as to what manufacturing actually is in 2021. I think everyone thinks it's like getting your hands dirty on the line, but who doesn't want to learn about robots, right? I think that the opportunities are endless on what they can do. And the more people know and the more exposure we can have, I think there's only good to come from it. So me being nosy, is there anything you guys can leak to us as to what is going to be entailed in the pitches? Maybe an expectation from the audience on what you guys are going to be doing? Or is it secret until the mashup?
It's not secret, but some of the things that the robotics and AI companies are doing are things that people can't do. So some of the inspection that can come from AI, right? And like checking seals, or one is working at a meat manufacturer and actually grading the meat as it's coming through. And so it's looking at where the bone is, the fat, the thickness of the meat, and it's grading it. So rather than have a person standing there looking, I think a lot of what the collaborative robots are doing is they're working with people. So it's making their jobs a little bit easier and not that dirty, that the people think of manufacturing. So it's making it cleaner and streamlined, right? So it's not that that robots
more of a partnership, right?
Exactly.
So they're benefiting each other.
They're making them better, right, and easier.
Yeah, I think, and we talked about that a little bit earlier too, and with you guys hitting on that, is saying that, you know, there was always this, it was the dark, the dingy kind of manufacturing, but what people don't realize is where manufacturing is going today. And what is available to it. And when it comes to additive manufacturing, you know, and how they're opening these doors to all of these new things, that it's kind of like when we were kids and we watched the Jetsons and we saw them flying around in cars and we're like, that's not going to happen. You know, that isn't something, there's no way, but people don't have to drive a car now. I mean, there are certain cars that can drive by themselves. So and that's where we fall into that role of, we want to try to educate and let people know. And just like you're saying, you both said, Emma and Joy saying about that partnership, and that the people are still just as valuable and as important to being a part of this process. Yes, Rosie was a fantastic housekeeper and did all the great stuff and took care of the kids and the Jetsons, but you know, you still, Jane had to find a way to talk to Rosie and tell Rosie what needed to be done. So in today's world, it's the same thing. So we still have to have the people, you still have to have some soft skills and know how to work. And some of them, I'm gonna assume in some of these roles, maybe you do have to have some specialties in there. And so that allows maybe some growth and some opportunities and, you know, in other areas. I'm going to assume that is the case, where there are some, you know, areas where you do have to have a special certification or whatnot for that?
Yep, that's correct. So, you know, with any industry as it advances, I mean, if you think about when cars were invented,
yeah,
we put all of the horse and buggy guys out of business. Those guys had to learn how to drive cars. So you're constantly needing to improve your skills. And I know MassMEP has lots of programs that actually help the manufacturers and the employees become more skilled in certain areas, right? Yeah. So that's one of the part of what the Mashup is doing is you know, educating the manufacturers on all of the resources that are available to their individual employees and to their plants, you know, things to be able to purchase collaborative robots. There are programs out there that and there's a whole session built around this, you know, what are the resources available to manufacturers today? So, you know, one is the education of your employees.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a huge part. Joyce, thanks for bringing that up, because that's definitely something that I know they are putting that section together that will be available for the resources. It's something we obviously are very passionate about. And we talk about very often is, you know, growth. We do have some of the manufacturers, and they'll come back and they say that the reason that they do a lot of the trainings is to retain their workforce and to develop their workforce, because we do have a lot of manufacturers and a lot of people in general that are struggling with their workforce right now. So we have these opportunities to allow them, you know, to be able to grow and learn. And also, we've talked in previously about it too, as a manufacturer offering that opportunity, it does the retention, it helps with the retention, because then the employee sits back and says, you know what, they're valuing me and who I am. So they want to stay and grow with that company. And that's how a company becomes successful and then flourishes, you know, to be something more than what they may be expected to be. Do you think there is a little bit, obviously we can do some of these, you know, webinars, right? And we can do like what we're doing with our events, and we do some trainings, but do you feel there is a benefit in being able to see this like up close and in person, like face to face, for them, like they'll gain more from it that way?
Yeah. Personally, I'm sick of webinars, so I'm really, really excited to have something in person, to go to. So, I think it's super important. And for us right now, we're in the midst of a new product release. So we're looking for early adopting manufacturers. I think Joyce talked about this earlier, where this is, you know, trying to link up manufacturers that are, you know, looking to adopt new technology. And so we have a list of, you know, beta customers that are going to be testing our product, and we want to keep expanding that list, because it's so important for us to, you know, get that feedback on the product, but, you know, not just get the feedback, is understand, you know, more in depth their process and see how our product can be able to solve, you know, the robotic process problems that they're having. So it's really important for us to, you know, get in front of these manufacturers and build, you know, essentially what becomes when you're adopting new technology is a partnership. It's something that you have to, there's a lot of trust that goes along with that. And it's understanding intimately what the, you know, problems that they're seeing. So, you know, personally, we're very excited about, you know, going in person and building these partnerships with these manufacturers.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it does take a little bit off of the pressure and like we always say, the education and being able to just reassure them that this is what is available for them and how they can actually see it right up close and in person. Okay, so for each of you, I'm going to ask you both, what are you most looking forward to in the mashup? Obviously, you have big roles that you're playing in it, but is there something else outside like all the other events that are happening that you're looking forward to look to attending or maybe seeing for the day?
Oh, I think everyone should look forward to seeing Polar Park. It's fantastic. They did such a nice job there. My husband's been to a couple of games and I've been there with Christine Nolan from Mass Tech Collaborative to look at the space. It's really fantastic. And a lot of it is outside. So that's nice. You know, they're using the big Jumbotron. That's exciting. But I think being in person, everyone is so tired of webinars and there's no connections really made with the webinars, right? When you're talking to somebody one-on-one, you know, they can see that you're super passionate about what you're doing and they can see that the way that you're talking about it, it could be a potential solution. So there's this trust and relationships that you can't build through webinars. And so, you know, so that's one of the things that, you know, I'm really looking forward to is that it is going to be in person. And the other is just reaching a different audience. So for us, you know, we have our typical audience that comes to our webinars, but this is really going to be a bigger show. So we're trying to reach out to all the manufacturers across Massachusetts. So to have them all in one space to hear the solutions from the, you know, the startups who are really solving everything from their labor shortage problems to having higher and more accurate throughput is just, you know, that whole mashup is what it's called and meeting is really what it's all about. And so if each of our startups can get one good connection or a couple good connections, I mean, that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
So for us, it's exciting to have everyone together and, you know, be in person.
Yeah. Tyler, how about for you?
So I'm excited to get back to Worcester. So I graduated from WPI. So Worcester has a, you know, an important place in my heart. So I'm excited to get back. I'm excited to see Polar Park, you know, big Red Sox fan as well. So seeing that new park, I think they pulled up a couple players last night because of COVID issues with the Red Sox. So, you know, it's always fun to see, you know, some of the players that are playing there, you know, getting pulled up and playing at the Red Sox. So I'm excited to, you know, kind of get back to Worcester and see the park.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know I'm with you on that, Joyce. I think Emma and I are trying to, we're trying to finagle some of our own personal events we want to try and do. We're trying to set up this, we want to try to race on the bases. We don't think they're going to let us do it, but we're.
It's a competitive nature in me. I'm like, we got to create our own thing. We'll do a race around the outfield or something, run around the bases.
Right. And now knowing that Tyler has a competitive spirit, guess what?
Right. So Tyler.
I'm going to be right in the mix there.
Yeah, right. Signing you up. So no, I think we feel the same way too. That's why we want to do like the podcast and tell everybody about what's going on because we have all been in these, you know, in this situation. So now we're stoked that, you know, this is going to be, it's going to be off the hook. We're going to be in person, people talking, the mashup of all the different parts and pieces of manufacturing. And Joyce, your point in saying, even if just one person walks away from this, right, and gets that takeaway that changes everything for them, I agree with you 100%. And the return on the investment, it's free. So you don't even have to pay. So your return, you can't, I'm sure there's some algorithm we could come up with, but I think it's probably infinite that you can find as to what that return's going to be, right? So it's free. You just go and register. And I mean, I guess, yeah, your time, you are investing your time, maybe pulling yourself off of, you know, out of your business for the day. But I think you're right, Joyce. I think you hit it right on the head in saying that the takeaways that somebody can walk away from that will be huge, 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 huge for that day. So, Okay. I'm going to, you know, you guys, I know we talk about it. We're getting ready to wrap up, but before we wrap up, I want to talk quick time-wise too. So the agenda is available on mamanufacturing.com. So you can see the agenda. It looks like you guys are probably going to be in the afternoon portion of the day, right, Joyce, for this?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, correct.
All right. So yeah, so you're going to be, obviously we would love to have, we want you there for the whole day, but if for some reason, you know, you can't make it there, we do, we've been telling everybody there is a little bit of a limited seating, obviously social distancing for the COVID rules, but it will be streamed live across throughout the Polar Park. So like Joyce is saying, even if you're just there, just to be part of Polar Park and just to see it. And then you can also watch it on all the TVs. They're all throughout the entire stadium. So that'll be there. We are hoping to do some of our own stuff as well. We might be doing some interviews. We might be doing some live streaming. We might do a podcast from there that day. We're trying to, you know, so we might be reaching out to some of the people that come out of your event that you have that afternoon and hitting them up and saying, hey, how did things go? We're looking at it as though it's like the Oscars and we're on the other side of the carpet after they win the award. And then they come into the room and they talk to us next. So that's what we're hoping to gain out of this. But before we go, and so you have the timeline, you know where to go register, shameless plugs. We always say to everybody, what do you have coming up that you'd love to be able to talk about and let the audience know?
Well, thank you for letting us talk about this. We have, Mass Robotics is hosting our fourth annual robot block party. And so this is free and open to the public. It's taking place in the Seaport, in the center of the Seaport, in and around District Hall on the park there and the big parking lot, October 2nd. So from 11 to 4 p.m., we'll be showcasing all things robotic, all types of robotics technology. So you talked about the Jetsons. Well, we will actually have a vertical lift aerial transport vehicle. So this is a vehicle of the future. There'll be autonomous vehicles there. We'll have the Boston Dynamics dog Spot. We'll have ground delivery robots. We'll have a drone net, lots of STEM activities, exoskeletons, like you name it, anything that's robotic will be there. So again, it's open to the public, free, and we'll be advertising more, but center of the Seaport, October 2nd.
Awesome. So Joyce, we're going to get that on our website because, so October,
that sounds amazing.
Yeah. I might even, it's really fun. I got to come in for that. That's fantastic. Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun. We, so Friday, October 1st is Manufacturing Day. So this is part of Manufacturing Month, right? So we'll put that out there. We'll get the information out there. We'll be able to get everybody linked up to that as well too. So Tyler, do you have anything exciting you would like to shamelessly plug right now?
I don't have a shameless plug, but if you're looking, you know, to learn more, you know, going on our website, flexbotics.com is great, and following us on LinkedIn. You know, we update that regularly with new announcements, new product releases. So seeing what's latest with Flexbotics, if you just go check out there, you'll see what we're up to.
Yeah. Yep. I like to, when I saw you guys were Tyler and Tyler, so I was like, ooh, Tyler squared. I like this. Tyler, Tyler. So you're like, can I talk to Tyler? Mm-hmm, this is Tyler.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
Just send an email to Tyler and you'll get an answer.
Tyler, hopefully it's like, thankfully for us, it's our first name with our last initial. Otherwise it'd be like Tyler@flexbotics.com. Yeah. You, either way, it's a win-win, you know, you can't beat it. So you're going to get,
exactly,
going to get pure genius at the end of that email either way. So you'll be fine.
The only problem is we can only hire other Tylers. So that kind of limits our pool of people that we can hire from.
And maybe mention that Flexbotics is XX, two X's in Flexbotics.
That's right.
Yes. It yes. Is. Good point, Joyce. Yep.
Yes.
Yes. So, there's yes. two X's in there.
Yes.
So
yep. yes, two Thank X's. You, Joyce. Yeah, so Flexbotics, FLEXX. Yeah, so don't miss that when you're going in to look for us. So yeah, well, thanks guys. I appreciate you guys taking some time out of your day to be with us. Hopefully you'll come back and join us again. Anytime you've got something going on that you're like, hey, let's do a podcast around this, let us know. We're always looking for different topics and subjects, and the audience loves to hear, you know, what new and things are happening in manufacturing. So yeah, please keep us in the loop. So we'd love to have you back sometime. Emma, thanks for coming back, taking a week off. and back into the podcast. So yeah, we'll see. And don't forget, for those of you listening, make sure you get out there, you register to attend the mashup. Again, it's September 28th. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can register at massmep.org or mamanufacturing.com. So thanks everyone for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmep.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.